This morning I have a question written at the top of my paper here, and it says, have you ever been hit? Have you ever been hit? And then the next thing, not punched in the shoulder by your brother. That's not what I'm talking about. Now, I've been punched in the shoulder by my brother, which was a pretty good hit. But that's not the hit I'm talking about. Have you ever had a side of your head punched to the side of your head? Have you ever had one to the chin? Have you ever had one where stars start to come alive? I have had those hits in my life. I've had those hits against the windshield of an old Ford Granada if I hit the embankment. I've come chin to chin or chin to forehead with a fairly large bull, and he won. You know, I've seen stars. I've been crumpled into a pile on the floor. And that's why I have probably lesions on my white matter, my brain, because I've taken hits. Really knock you off your feet hits. And one time my friend and I got, my brother got some boxing gloves, and so we thought it would be cool. We were somewhere between 15 and 17, just to go at it, you know, just a free for all, but we had a guy kind of in the rink, you know, so to speak, and it was on a platform in an old school that we had a gym night, we called it, and we would hang out down there and shoot basketballs. But the edge of the rink was the edge of the platform, so you couldn't get away, because if you did, you'd fall off the platform. I mean, that was kind of our theory, and my friend and I were boxing up a storm, really, and all of a sudden, and he was never trying to hit my knee, and he was never trying to hit my foot, and he wasn't even really trying to hit my shoulder. He was trying to hit my head. I mean, that's what he was after. He was after my head. I soon caught on of where his target was. Not that I didn't know that going in, but it was really evident after a while that he was after my head. And he did get me a very solid hit to the side of my head, to the top of my jaw. And I literally went onto the ground. I got shorter real quick. And I piled up on the ground, completely knocked out for a season. And then they woke me back up, and we continued. I forgot the rules when we started to continue again. But I've had a side of the head hit. Life offers a variety of side of the head hits. It just does. And you may not have a story about a friend that was really just targeting your head. Maybe you never took a windshield out with your forehead. Maybe you didn't do those things. But I have a feeling that many of us have received a side to the head hit from life. That one, it made you see stars. The one who's, I don't know if I can handle this hit that life just offered me or just imposed on me. A few weeks ago, we looked at Exodus 23:23, and it says, my angel will go ahead of you and bring you into a land of the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. God said, I'm going to bring you into a land of hitters. That's what that means. I'm going to bring you into a land where there's people going to try to strike you. No, don't worry, I'm with you. But I got to tell you, there's going to be some hits in life. Things are trying to strike us. Things are trying to get into the side of our head and punch us. And some things are happening even right now in your life that's got you on the ropes. Being hit this week by the Hittites. The Hittites are this: anxiety and chaos and fear. There are things in your life and in my life that are trying to strike you, to bring into your life anxiety, chaos, and fear. That's what Hittites mean. And God said, I'm going to bring you into a land, and there's going to be strikers in that land. There's going to be things that are targeting you. And what they want to do is deposit something inside of your life that could cause anxiety, chaos, and fear. What are you going to do? It's not that, if I'd have done everything right, I wouldn't have this trial in my life. That has nothing to do with it. God says, I'm bringing you in this life. I'm bringing you into this life. And some of the things you're going to face, just because it's a right hook to the side of your head, and you're seeing stars, and it's bringing something into your life, and anxiety is trying to take over, and fear is trying to take over, and chaos is trying to take over, and it's got you on ropes, and it's beating the guts out of you. What are you going to do? Anxiety is the strong worry or distress concerning something that is going to happen. And I find it interesting that people say, well, we worry about a lot of things that don't happen. I'm telling you, I worry about some things that happen too. So just don't try to tell me, don't think, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen. Do you know that anxiety disorders are the most common mental disorder diagnosed in the United States? Do you think the Hittites are in the States? Do you think the Hittites are in our community? Do you think it's the number one diagnosed mental disorder is anxiety disorders in our country? The Hittites are hitting. They're bringing something into your life. That situation is bringing things into your life that's got you on the ropes, that's got anxiety just taking root in you, that's got chaos and fear taking root in you. 1 in 13 people around the world have anxiety disorder. The statistics say that 80% of our kids and teens struggle with anxiety. 80%, 8 out of every 10. Chaos is an unpredictable condition. I don't know what's out there. I call it taking inventory of a tornado. If you can even take an inventory of a tornado, by the time you get the inventory done, it's changed. That's chaos. And I don't even know. It's unpredictable conditions. Fear, a distressing emotion caused by impending danger. What's in our lives? What's causing the trifecta of side of the head punches, I call those, of something that's trying to introduce into your life anxiety and chaos and fear? What are we going to do when Hittites show up in your life? What is your plan? When the Hittites show up in your life, not if, but when they show up in your life, when they show up in my life, what is our plan? I'm telling us, God's got us in a world where the Hittites are real. Where some of you are taking a side of the head punch right now. And you're trying to do something about the anxiety that it's creating in you. You're trying to do something about the chaos. You're trying to do something about the fear that's riled up inside of you. What do we do? What do we do with those hits that come and are taking us off our feet, that's got us on the rope? Psalm 3 is a passage that God led me to this week, and it says this: O Lord, how many are my foes! Exclamation point. How many rise up against me? The psalmist starts out with this: there are a troop of Hittites in my house. There are a group of Hittites in my life. There is a reality. It's a reality that they're in my life. Don't try to deny it. No, working to convince myself that the Hittites are not real is not a good plan. I learned early in my life as well, and I've shared this story before, that if you're in a pasture with a mean bull, you better have a plan. And your plan better not be standing in the open saying, there is no bull in this pasture, there is no bull in this pasture. There's no bull in this pasture, there's no Hittites in my life, there's no Hittites in my life, there's no Hittites in my life. There's no Hittites. It's not a good plan. Closing your eyes and repeating is not a good plan. The psalmist is getting punched to the side of the head and trying to convince himself, oh, that didn't hurt that much. Oh, I can take that one. Oh, I'm tougher than that. Oh, yeah, well, that happened a few years ago, and I lasted. Oh, I can do that. I can do that. That's not real. I'm stronger than that. That's just garbage. We need a better plan than trying to deny that Hittites are in our life. Am I making sense today? The Hittites were in the house. Anxiety was in the house. Whatever the Hittites were doing, they were planting anxiety. They were planting chaos, and they were planting fear. So when the Hittites hit, make a hit list. Make a hit list. Cancer, you're on my hit list. I'm not denying that you're in my life. Because denying's not going to get me through this. My husband acting like a bum, he's on my hit list. That bum activity. My wife, not my wife in general. Are you with me? Don't come on here and say, well, now I got my wife and my kids on my hit list. If I can just get rid of them, I'll be okay. But the psalmist was saying, I got a hit list. Loneliness, you're on my hit list now. Abandonment, you're on my hit list. Insecurity, you're on my hit list now. Grief, you're on my hit list now. I'm not going to deny that you're in my life. I'm going to identify what you are. And you and I are going to do business together, because there's 8 verses in this psalm, not just 1. Denying that there's Hittites in your life, denying that there are things that are dispensing anxiety and chaos and fear into your life, is not a good plan. You might as well start with a hit list. Behavior of your family, behavior of your dad, the behavior of your children, the behavior of someone, just your job, your workplace, whatever's going on in your life, put it on your hit list. Please don't write that hit list on Facebook. It's between you and God, okay? This is not a Facebook moment. This is a God in the closet moment. And David identifies, there are things in my life that are causing me. You know what's wrong with David in this moment? He's having trouble with his oldest son. And his oldest son's actions have got him on the rope. And he doesn't know what to do. His oldest son has made bad choices. His oldest son has wrecked the family. His oldest son is making a mess of his own life. And David is brokenhearted. He said, I'm getting punched over and over and over and over, God. And I can't just deny that it's real in my life. I just can't deny that I'm getting punched. I cannot deny that. So I will step up and say, this is what's going on. When the Hittites hit, make a hit list. Verse 2. Many are saying to me, God will not deliver him. And my question is, who are the many? Who are the many? And so I go with the many things that talk to my own self, all the internal voices that I have, and seemingly the internal voices that I have, and I'll speak in different tones, so I don't know. I can't identify it as the same thing. I can grow a big crop of weeds in my head. The many are in my head at times. And the many are saying, and maybe the many people, maybe the many situations, maybe just the many world. The world has just convinced you. You're never going to change. It's never going to change. It's never going to change. Yes, learn to take the punches. What are you, a weakling anyway? It's never going to change. Your inside voices, the world voices, and perhaps even the voice of the enemy is trying to get you not to worry about it. God is not going to do anything. God will not deliver him. God does not care about your situation. Don't you know he's got a lot of things to do around this world? You think he cares about your situation? That's the many, just so you know. And those many are lying to you. And they're lying to me that God doesn't have a situation, God doesn't have a plan for your situation, that God does care, that God is strong enough. And that there is no relief coming from God is one of the biggest lies you can grab a hold of. Right next to, I guess I'm going to have to live with this. I reject that in the name of Jesus. Believing a lie will not defeat the Hittites in your life. Believing a lie is not a good plan. When the Hittites hit, stand in truth. When the Hittites hit, make a hit list. And when the Hittites hit, stand in truth. Just so you know what the truth is going to be, verses 3 and following. He makes a list of the truth he's going to stand in. But if we over here and we end up standing in the lie that God doesn't care, that God's not big enough, that who are you to think that God would care about you? Don't you know how much you've screwed up in your life? Why do you think God would show up now? Just because the Hittites are in your life, he's not going to show up now. And we buy into that. I'm going to stand in truth because the psalm doesn't end in verse 2 as of verse 3. But, I love it. Wait a minute. You're trying to convince me that there's no relief? God has no care about me? God doesn't care? God's not working in my life? That God's not mighty enough to do something? Wait a minute. But God, you are my shield around me. All of a sudden, something's starting to take over. Watch out, Hittites. God is in the house. That you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. You are a shield around me. There is a level of protection around me. I might not be able to see it, but it is there, God. I know, and I'm claiming that it is there. Look at what it says in 2 Kings 6 and 17. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw hills full of horses and chariots and fire all around Steve. There is a force around you. There is a shield around you, and it's God. And whatever is pushed in on you and pushed in on you, God, open her eyes that she can see the shield of God around her. That no matter how the Hittites have got her on the ropes, God, you got a force around here that's a force to be reckoned with. Open their eyes. Open my eyes, God. That I can see. That I'm not in this alone, God. They are trying to convince me I'm in it alone, God, but I don't believe that for one minute, God. I believe that you are a force around me. I believe you are a shield around me. And I need to see that. When the Hittites hit, know that there is a shield around you. When the Hittites hit, push the button. When the Hittites hit, know that God has a shield around you. You, me. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. You bestow glory on me, God. You honor me. You made me in your image, God. I am your workmanship, God. I am adopted by you, God. You call me your son and your daughter, God. You wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, God. Now that's truth. There's a force around you because you are God's. Don't believe the voices. You bestow glory on me, God. You call me your own, God. Romans 5 and 10 says this, for if when we were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more now will he do that I am a son, a daughter of the king? He went to the cross when you were his enemy. Now you're his son. Don't you think, don't I think he's going to show up when the Hittites hit? I am his son. Don't tell me my dad won't show up. When the Hittites hit, know that God has marked you as his own. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. God, get my eyes off the Hittites and get them on you, God. Get them off what's pounding my guts right out of me, God. Right now, that's all I want, God. I want to know that you're here and I'm your son and I'm your daughter. But God, I got to focus in on this Hittite that's got me on the ropes. And I need to turn my eyes upon Jesus. Help me look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. O soul, are you weary and troubled? There's no light in the darkness to see. Don't believe the lie. There's a light for the look at the Savior. And a life more abundant and free. So help me, God. I'm your son. You have a shield around me. When the Hittites hit, ask God to refocus you. And don't sing about God. Sing to God. To the Lord I cried aloud. And I like some translations, it says this, with my voice! And he answers me from his holy hill. You know what that means? I used my outside voice. That's what that means. It's one of my favorite passages now. I used my outside voice. Lord, I used my outside voice when I prayed. I found that very interesting this week as I dove into using my outside voice and praying. What that literally means is I prayed out loud, God. I prayed out loud. I found it interesting that we had a discussion on Wednesday night of how insecure we are at praying out loud sometimes. And several people chimed in, and just that was a reality. It's a struggle with praying out loud. And I was thinking about that when I was working on this passage. And I said, no wonder the enemy would want to shut us up and not use our outside voice. So find yourself praying out loud. When anxiety and chaos and fear come knocking on your door, walk around your family, around your situation, around your prayer closet, and speak it out loud. Pray out loud. I'm not talking about speaking in authority of Jesus at the enemy to get him out of a situation. I'm not turning my prayer life into speaking against the enemy life, which is a valid, that's a valid truth. We can do that in the authority of Christ. We have the ability to command the enemy to leave environments. And I'm not talking about that today. I'm talking about speaking to God out loud. If you have trouble and your mind wanders when you pray, pray out loud. Don't worry about how crazy people think you are. They already think that about you. Pray out loud. That's what the psalmist says. Pray out loud. Pray out loud. Does something in the heavenlies. Pray out loud to God. Speak it out into the heavenlies. It'll help you from being distracted, and it'll also help you from falling asleep. And there's nothing wrong with falling asleep praying. I'm not speaking again. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the Hittites hit, when the anxiety is real, when the chaos is knocking at my door, when fear is trying to get into my soul. Stand up. You are a child of the Most High God. There is a shield around you. Say, God, I'm going to refocus on you. Help me refocus on you and begin to cry out to him out loud. Verse 5 says this, I lie down and sleep, and I wake up again because the Lord sustains me. Did you ever notice how anxiety can give you, can pour the inability to sleep and the inability to stay awake in the same moment? That's a phenomenon that I've learned that is very real in my life. That somehow I can't sleep and somehow I can't stay awake. That's a dynamic that anxiety can do inside of you, that chaos can do inside of you, that fear can do inside of you. And the psalmist says, no way, God is my sustainer, and I'm going to stay close to God because God sustains me. I'm going to stay close to him when I'm awake, and I'm going to stay close to him when I'm sleeping. I'm going to stay close to God. The enemy, well, listen, New Lifers, the enemy are going to try to convince you that if something hard has come into your life, that God's mad at you. Because he doesn't want you to stay close to God. And he's going to invite you to do closeness to anything else, because anything else will not bring victory over the Hittites. When the Hittites hit, get closer to God. And the more that gets, the more you get hit, the closer you get. And the more you get hit, the closer you get. And continue to get closer and closer and closer and closer to God. Hear his voice. Say, come near, my daughter. Come near. Verse 6 says this. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Second Corinthians says this, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed, yes, on every side, yes, but we are not crushed. We might be confused or perplexed, but we're not in despair. We might be persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We might be struck down, but we're not destroyed. The strength of the Hittites pales in comparison to the strength of your God. And what he's doing is he's building you from the inside out. He's not done a thing with the Hittites yet in this psalm. He's only done something with his child. He's not healed yet, only strengthened his son. God works from the inside out. He said, I started this gig with breathing life into you. In Genesis 2:7, he says, and the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground. And breathed into him his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Later on in Ezekiel, we get this. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds and breathe a breath into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and breath entered them, and they came to life, and they stood up, a vast army. Hittites, here we come. And John 20 says this, and Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And he breathed into them. God is in the business of breathing life into us. He started that way. He continued that way. And he gave that way to his Son on this earth. And today he's waiting to breathe life into you, to strengthen you from the inside out. When the Hittites hit, receive the breath. When the Hittites hit, receive the breath. When the Hittites hit, receive the breath. Receive. I said, God, you want me to breathe on anybody? And the voices said instantly, man, I don't know, you might want to check your breath first. But he's waiting to breathe into you. Receive the breath. Watch what he's going to do to the Hittites. He's done nothing with the Hittites in your life. He's done everything with the child that is his. Verse 7 says this, arise, O Lord, deliver me, my God, strike my enemies on the jaw. You want to give me side of the head punch? Break the teeth of the wicked. When the Hittites hit, hit back. Just so you know, these are in order. Receive the breath. See the armies. See the shield. Know that he's your son. God, in Jesus' name, I'm speaking against those kidney stones that are jacking you up right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking him. Steve has come here in faith. He has come here regardless of the kidney stones in his life. And Father, I am tired of those kidney stones in his life. In Jesus' name, may he receive the breath. He is your son. I can remember the day that he came your son. There's an army around him like he doesn't even know the vast army. And he is set here straight as a board because his kidney stones are jacking him up. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, strike him on the jaw. Break him loose. Get him out of his body. In Jesus' name, may it be so. From the Lord, verse 8 says, comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. When the Hittites hit, they will lose and you will win. Are you with me? You know I'm almost done because it's in verse 8. And it's not Psalm 119 that has 176 verses. We'd be here a while. when the Hittites hit, know that God has a shield around you. When the Hittites hit, know that God has marked you as his own. When the Hittites hit, ask God to refocus you off of the Hittites and onto you. When the Hittites hit, pray out loud. When the Hittites hit, get closer to God. When the Hittites hit, receive the breath. When the Hittites hit, hit back. And when the Hittites hit, no, they will lose, and you will win. Let's not deny the Hittites. Can you stand with me just a few minutes? Father, I do know that at times my soul is weary. At times I know my soul is anxious. My soul seems to be inundated with chaos. My soul is fearful. Because of something going on in my life. And Father, not once did you say the Hittites are not powerful. You did say that you are more powerful than they. And regardless of the Hittites that are in our life, you will breathe into us. You will refocus us. You will show us the armies that are around us. Lord, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that those that are standing here today, that the Hittites are real. The trouble with family, the trouble with health, the trouble with a job and situations. Father, I'm asking that you would open up your servants' eyes, that they would be able to see the army and the shield that's around them. Father, breathe into these slain. Breathe into these. Breathe into us, God, and stand us up, a vast army. Stand us up and help us to strike and watch you strike the Hittites in our life and break their jaw. Father, thank you for that. Father, here we go. We're going to be done with this moment together. We're not done with this day. It's only noon 15 or something. So here we go, God. We're stepping into the rest of this day. We're going to be released into this world. Father, may all experience you today in a whole new way. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.